KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The EFF says it wants people to know that its manifesto is not just empty promises and hollow aspirations, but clear commitments. The leaders of the Red Berets have been holding community meetings around the country as part of their election campaigning. Yesterday, the party's Secretary General, Marshall Dlamini, led a rally at Umlazi's Gleeblands Hostel sports ground. This afternoon, EFF leader Julius Malema is expected to tell supporters in Tembisa, east of Johannesburg, what the party will do for South Africans should it be elected into power next month. Meanwhile, an analyst believes the recent expulsion of former MK party leader Jabulani Khumalo won't dent its support. Khumalo founded and registered the party with the IEC last year, but he and four other members have now been kicked out, a move the party says was to remove rogue elements within its ranks. Local political analyst Zakhele Ndlovu says most people support the party because of former president Jacob Zuma.
I would imagine that there are many people who are in the MK who don't even know the founder of the party. They just know that Zuma is the face of the party. So the fact that he's no longer there, I don't think that is going to change anything in terms of how people are going to vote on the 29th of May. If you were to ask average member of the MK party what the party stands for, I don't think that many people would be able to spell out exactly what the party stands for.
And finally, the US president has poked fun at Donald Trump at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. Joe Biden is running for re-election this year, but at the age of 81, he's come under fire for being too old for a second term. Trump is poised to be the Republican presidential nominee, but is currently on trial fighting claims he falsified business records.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
That clip, courtesy of Sky News. Your maximum temperatures for tomorrow: Durban, Richards Bay, Ladysmith, Ulundi and Newcastle, 27. Margate and Kokstad, 26. Pietermaritzburg, 28. Underberg, 23. And Mooi River, 24. You've got 2-metre-high swells in Durban tomorrow morning with sunrise at 24 minutes past 6. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyu.